proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Some of you may know that IBJM publishes a quarterly magazine called The Everlasting Nation. This publication was started by IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus, and carries his passion to present the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. If you do not receive The Everlasting Nation magazine, please contact IBJM to subscribe or obtain a sample copy. Recently, one issue of the magazine dealt with the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah. So today I'd like to share with you one of these articles, which was written by Brother Howard Rothenberg, who serves with IBJM in South Florida. I trust this will be a blessing to you. Hidden beneath the games, songs, and food used to celebrate the 8 days of Hanukkah lies a significant foreshadowing of an event called the Abomination of Desolation. The word abomination refers to an idol. The term Abomination of Desolation, though, signifies the setting up of an idol in the temple of God. This same future event is indicated by Jesus at the midway point of the worst period in Israel's history, the tribulation. The Gospels of Matthew and Mark include Jesus' reference to the Abomination of Desolation. Paul refers it to his writings, and John mentions it in Revelation chapter 13. Daniel's vision encompasses 490 years, plus an indefinite time of interruption between the 483rd year and the 490th year. It spans three empires, the Persian, the Greek, and the Roman. The time of the vision is 1 year before the Persian king Cyrus authored the rebuilding of the temple in 539 BC, after its destruction by Babylon 70 years earlier. The events of Hanukkah occur under the Greek Empire by a Syrian king called Antiochus Epiphanes. Daniel describes him as a little horn, symbolizing power. This ruler starts to expand his power toward the south and toward the east and toward the pleasant land. The pleasant land refers to Israel. His aspirations, however, extend beyond the political realm, waxing great even to the host of heaven. He attacks God, and particularly his temple, as the daily sacrifice was taken away. This prince also attacks the scriptures, casting down truth to the ground. His ultimate assault in the temple, backed by his army, is when he takes away the daily sacrifice, and they, his army, shall place the abomination that maketh desolate. He is a king of fierce countenance. His power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. So he is empowered by a greater power, clearly Satan. He is said to destroy wonderfully, meaning marvelously, beyond the norm for a ruler. His victims are the mighty and holy people, meaning Israel. He is a master of deceit, and his appeal is to secure prosperity and security for Israel. By peace shall destroy many. Finally, he is destroyed as he attacks, the prince of the princes, and he dies without a hand. Thus, God himself destroys him. This series of events from the time of Antiochus sets up his idol in the temple on the 25th of Kislev until Judah Maccabee retakes and cleanses the temple is little over 3 years. Daniel's focus in this chapter is on a future event, for at the time of the end shall be the vision. And confirming the prophetic aspect of this event, again, he says, "Behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation, for at the time appointed, the end shall be." Closely resembling the Syrian tyrant of the Greek Empire is another little horn, belonging to a future time and a fourth empire, that of Rome. He, too, gains immense power. It says, "There came up another little horn, before whom there were three of his first horns plucked by the roots." Of this little horn, Daniel highlights his oratory power, a mouth speaking great things. His look was more stout than his fellows. Much like Antiochus, he is proud and ambitious. And like Antiochus, he attacks Israel. The same made war with the saints. However, like Antiochus, he challenges the power of God, and he shall speak great words against the Most High. Now, I want to thank you for tuning in. Please join us next time as we will further discuss Hanukkah and the Abomination of Desolation. One more thing I'd like to share with you before we leave is IBJM's 4-day focus on Jewish missions, which is held in June of each year. This program will equip you to reach your Jewish neighbor with the gospel of the Messiah. To find out more about the 4-day focus, contact us here at ibjm.org.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.